learn as well as realize. Please.
Excerpt number 2 from the Rabash's article, What is that a cup of blessing must be full in the work? Before the inikah, nursing, there is ibu, conception, meaning that the upper one corrects the person. This can be when a person is like an embryo in its mother's womb, where the embryo annuls before the mother and has no view of its own. But, as our sages said, an embryo is its mother's thigh. It eats what its mother eats, and has no authority of its own to ask any questions. Rather, it does not merit a name. This is called mute, when he has no mouth to ask questions. This is so when a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and to believe in the sages and go all the way. This is called ibu, when one has no mouth. So next excerpt, number 3. Excerpt number 3 is also taken from Rabash's article, What is that a cup of blessing must be full in the work? The level of malchut, which is the most restricted katnut, which is smallness or infancy possible, is called ibur, conception. It comes from the words evra, anger, and dinim in Aramaic judgments. As it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments. When a person must go with his eyes shut above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome, this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the upper one. For the upper one to do with one what the upper one wills. This is called ibu, which is the most restricted katnut possible.
Continue a bit more.
Excerpt 4 from the Abasha's article, The Birth of the Moon. Ibu comes from the words anger and rage. That is, a person must overcome while the kingdom of heaven is as a dot in him. Meaning that the kingdom of heaven does not illuminate for him, so he will be in gladness. As it is written, serve the Lord with gladness.
So he doesn't have that.
But it is rather in sadness in him. This is the meaning of ibu. This is similar to an impregnation in corporeality, that the impregnation begins, and then, if the proper conditions are met, an offspring will emerge. It follows that when one begins the work and sees how far he is from the Creator, and it pains him, this is regarded as being rewarded with katnut, smallness, meaning that he feels his own katnut. This is called a lack of a kli, a lack of a vessel, and to that extent he can later obtain the light, called gadlut, or greatness, according to the measure of the
Next.
Excerpt number 5. In spirituality, there are two discernments in the ibu. One, the shape of the ibu, which is the degree of katnut, which is its real shape. However, since it only has katnut, it is regarded as a deficiency. And wherever there is a deficiency in holiness, there is a grip to the klipot, to the shells. At that time, the klipot can cause a miscarriage, meaning that the spiritual fetus will fall out before its stage of ibu, or conception, has been completed. For this reason, there should be a detaining element, which is that it is given wholeness, meaning gadlut, or greatness. 2. However, we should understand how can the newborn be given gadlut while it is still unfit to receive even katnut, even smallness, sufficiently, since it still does not have the kelim in which to receive them in order to bestow. To that, there is an answer there. Our sages said, an embryo in its mother's abdomen eats what its mother eats. Also, he said, a fetus is its mother's thigh. This means that since a fetus is its mother's thigh, the ibu does not merit its own name. For this reason, the fetus eats what its mother eats. Meaning that the fetus receives everything that it receives in the mother's vessels. For this reason, although the fetus has no vessels that are fit to receive the gadlut, in the kelim of the in the vessels of the upper one, which is its mother's kelim, it can receive, because it is completely annulled before the mother and has no authority of its own. This is called ibu, when it is completely annulled before the upper one. Then, when it receives gadlut, it is in wholeness. This is why there is no grip to the klipot there, and this is why it is called the detaining force. Bring them. And just read on.
Excerpt number 6 from Rabash concerning Yenika and Ibu. Ibu means that a person temporarily shifts his selfness and says, now I do not want to think of my own benefit whatsoever, and I also do not want to use my intellect, although to me it is the most important thing. That is, since I cannot do something that I do not understand, meaning I can do anything, but I must understand the benefit of it. He still says, now I can temporarily say that I'm making upon myself at this time that I determine not to use my intellect. Rather, I believe above reason, I have faith in the sages, that there is an observer, an overseer, who is watching each and every one in the world in private providence. But why should I believe that, and I cannot feel that this is so? It makes sense that if I could feel the existence of the Creator, I could certainly work for Him, and I would desire to serve Him. Why then is this concealment? What does the Creator gain by hiding Himself from the created beings? Also, He does not provide any answer to this, but rather answers that with this question too. He goes above reason and says that if the Creator knew that not making the concealment would be better for the created beings, He would not create concealment. It turns out that to all the questions that come up in his mind, he says that he's going above reason, and now he's going with eyes shut and only with faith.
It's the same subject.
So we'll read from the document about subjugation, excerpt 22. This is from Shamati 138, about fear that sometimes comes upon a person. Baal HaSulam says, when fear comes upon a person, he needs to know that there's none else besides him, and even witchcraft. And if he sees that fear overcomes him, he should say that there is no such thing as chance. But the Creator has given him a chance from above, that he must contemplate and study the end to which he has been sent this fear. It appears that it is so that he will overcome and say, there is none else besides him. But if, after all this, the fear has not departed him, he should take it as an example and say that his servitude of the Creator should be in the same measure of the fear. Meaning that the fear of heaven which is a merit, should be in the same manner of fear that he now has. That is, the body is impressed by this superficial fear, and exactly in the same way that the body is impressed, so should be the fear of heaven.